Well, I'm sure we at the teen club here are very proud to have had a young lad like that on the show.
I was certainly lovely.
Yes, it was. Very, very beautiful.
Well, it's cheerleading time. To all those wonderful people, she's going to sing Kiss Me Sweet.
That ought to be real good. Go ahead, Andy, boy. She was pretty hot tonight.
Oh, she's very talented, Pop.
A man's a good talent.
Became beautiful memories and put into the Cent Boy Blues.
And there you've heard how the first great blues song was written. You know, it's very strange, Mr. Handy. There aren't many songs that have the character that can tell the heart.
Heart like a rock, casket.
There. There, in that great music is captured the spirit and the heart of St. Louis.
The Italian Rifleman's March by Boccalari. Now, here's something quite unusual. It's Chauncey Morehouse playing 12 tuned drums, assisted by three piccolos and three trumpets. It's a Bunnell arrangement of Polly Wally Doodle.
Spotlight. Thanks a lot.
sweetheart of Sinbad, and the heart still yearned once more to return to the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the whippin' poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing of the songs we love so well.
Shall I wasting and mahooning and the rest? We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten.
Who have lost our way. We're little black sheep who have gone astray.
Gentlemen, songsters of the spree, dancing and singing eternally.
City Service Band of America in the premiere performance of the United States Overture, an overture of famous American melodies which Paul LaValle has arranged for the Band of America. Here is the United States Overture.
Thank you.
Just purely delightful.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Evelyn, could I be your beau? Some joke, huh? Are you going to be in the next number?
Yes, we are.
The both of you?
Both of us.
Well, I suppose you run backstage and I'll tell them what you're going to do, huh? I suppose the tremendous success of Our Lady of Fatima reflects everybody's desire in the country and probably in the world for some spiritual understanding. We all want to make a plea, and in Our Lady of Fatima, the plea for peace was made so impressively by the Cincinnati housewife who wrote the hymn that literally and figuratively thousands and thousands of people have wanted to hear it, have thrilled to the Phil Spitalny recording of it. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Spitalny, Our Lady of Fatima. I think, Phil, I'm quite sure that the lady who wrote that song for Cincinnati is in our audience. Is she here? Are you here, Miss Gladys? Would you come up here, please? I'd like to have you. Good to meet you. Come on, really, let's hear it for this. Well, here is the lady who wrote the song. What's your full name?
Gladys Gallahan.
Gladys Gallahan?
Yes, sir.
And you do come from Cincinnati?
That's right.
I understand you have a family of your own?
Yes, I have a daughter and son sitting right up there.
Is that so? How old
my
are they?
My husband's right down here. One daughter, 18, and a married daughter, 23, and a little son, 12.
I think I was reading in one of the stories on the song that your husband, what exactly, what does he do?
Drives a bus for Street Railway.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. And how did you come to write this? Come on over here, Phil. You get in this party because you made the best record of all of it.
That was so beautiful, Mr. Connell. It made me cry.
Oh, well. Well, thank you for writing such a song. Gave us a good opportunity. We'll both make a lot of money on it.
Oh, good.
Now, how did you come to write it? I mean, it was just, I understand you've written a lot of things. And this is the first one you ever had published?
That's right. I guess I just wrote a song that everybody else happened to be feeling.
Mm-hmm. I think you're exactly right there. Public opinion again, public feeling.
Mm-hmm. And we all feel that Our Lady of Fatima maybe will answer it if we pray.
Let's all hope to God that she does. And how was the song introduced? I understand it was a Cincinnati disc jockey.
Bill Dawes? Mm-hmm. The Feeling Sisters made the first record.
Mm-hmm.
We went down and made a little $2.50 record.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dawes played it, and bingo.
I don't know if in a religious discussion we should say bingo.
That's right. It was bingo.
Very good, Ed.
Well, you know, the other night I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania School Press Association. It was their 25th annual convention. When they heard that Mr. Spitali was going to be on our show, they wanted him to play this record. So he played it, and thank you very much. And now I'm going to have you sit out here.
Thank you.
But Phil, what are you going to top this with?
Well, in keeping with Lady of Fatima for peace, I thought we would dedicate our next presentation to the victory of our boys in Korea, the National Emblem March, with special lyrics that we've written for that.
Wow, well, you go on back there, and I'll seat this young lady down.
Thank you
very much. Let's have a nice hand for the young lady.
Is directed by John Ray. Toast of the Town is directed by John Ray. In drama, don't miss the Ford Theater this week on many of these same CBS stations.
In a faraway country, there lived a very important person whose name was...
The Emperor! The Emperor!
At least the Emperor thought he was very important.
His palace was huge, he had many astute, he could order them hither and thither,
hither,
hither, hither, order them hither and thither. He made decisions with royal precisions, but one thing...
So happened that there were in the palace at that time three enterprising weavers.
Would you use some clever weavers? We are really great believers in the super special type of magic weaving. We can put our magic stitches in a coat and vest and breeches, but if no one wants to hire us, we'll be leaving.
You say magic weaving?
If you want to have good grooming, then you'd better try our looming and our extra special type of magic sewing. You will have the whole town talking every time you go out walking, but if no one wants to hire us, we'll be going, we'll be going, we'll be going, we'll be going, we'll be going.
Stop! You're hired!
Yes, what is this magic in the Emperor's new clothes? Tell us, please tell us what each of you know.
The Emperor's new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and wear. But those who are stupid and young and unfit, they won't see a thing. No, never, never, they won't see a thing. No, never.
This pleased the Emperor because now he could find out which was
the
fit and which unfit.
The Emperor's new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and clever. But those who are stupid and dumb and unfit, they won't see a thing. No, never, never, they won't see a thing. No, never.
So the three enterprising weavers set up their empty loom in an empty room and pretended to go to work.
We are weaving, weaving nightly, with our candles burning brightly. So the people in the town would think we're very, very busy, but we're really weaving nothing. We're really only bluffing. We've been weaving, weaving nightly, with our candles burning brightly. So the Emperor isn't very clever. How is it?
By this time, the Emperor was becoming curious about the new fabric, so he dispatched his prime minister to call upon the weavers.
I'm the minister, number one. Tell me, please, what have you done? How's the fabric
humming along. Is it rich and bright and strong?
Mr. Minister, number one, come and see what we have done. How's the fabric coming along? Is it rich and bright and strong?
Where is it?
Right here.
The Emperor's new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and clever. But those who are stupid and dumb and unfit, they won't see a thing. No, never, never, they won't
Am
see
I
a thing.
Am I stupid, no, dumb, and unfit? It must be a fact, but I must not admit. Beautiful, marvelous, wonderful, I think. This is the best ever made. Glorious, glamorous, magnificent, I think. And blue is my favorite color.
Blue?
Well, kind of blue.
Well, the Emperor didn't seem to trust the Prime Minister, for he soon dispatched the head of the army, the General, to check upon the Prime Minister.
I'm the General, number one. Stand at attention and show me what you've done. Show me the fabric and how is it coming along. Weavers, tell me, is it rich and strong?
Mr. General,
where is it?
Right here.
The Emperor's new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and clever. But those who are stupid and dumb and unfit, they won't see a thing. No, never.
Am
never.
I stupid, dumb, and unfit?
No, never.
This is a fact, but I must not admit. Beautiful, wonderful, marvelous, I think. This is the best ever made. Glorious, glamorous, magnificent, I think. And red is my favorite color.
Red?
Well, kind of red.
By this time, the Emperor was most anxious about the new clothes, so he summoned the Prime Minister and the General to his palace.
What news of my clothes do you bring? I must know everything in detail. What news of my clothes do you bring? Speak up, Minister! Speak up, General!
Please, Your Highness, they're the finest. Ah, what grand design! I have felt them, touched them, smelled them. They are truly fine.
Let me tell him, my inspection shows perfection. Ah, what clever stitches! The coat and vest have passed the test, and what a pair
and
of breeches!
Fabric truly fine, fine, fine.
It's unusual,
a most individual.
Tell me all about my clothes.
Light and lacy.
Light and lacy.
The Emperor's new clothes are red.
I think the General is a bit confused. I remember distinctly the color is blue.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Blue.
Red.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, this is sinister. A slight disagreement between general and minister. Summon the weavers. Where are my new clothes?
Here. Here. Here.
Yes, the new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and clever. But those who are stupid and dumb and unfit, they won't see a thing. No, never. Never.
Am I stupid, dumb, and unfit? No, it must be a fact, but I must not admit. Zounds! This is the best ever made, and exactly my favorite shade of purple.
Purple?
Purple?
Give the weavers a medal. Give them two medals. Noble job. You're a credit to your profession. Away with these ugly rags and fit me with my new clothes, for we shall honor this great occasion with a procession. My mirror. On, let's get on with the procession.
And what a procession it was. Everybody in the kingdom, the men, the women, and the children, came to see the emperor's new clothes.
Up, my subjects. How do you like my new clothes?
The emperor's new clothes will be visible to those who are fit for their jobs and clever. But those who are stupid and dumb and unfit, they won't see a
wonderful
thing.
Marvelous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Never.
My child, you are the only one in my whole kingdom who sees things as they are and who dares tell the truth. The wicked weavers shall be punished. And you shall be rewarded.
Thank you.
enjoyed that. It was conducted by the composer and arranger, Harry Simeon. Fine work, Harry.
Thank you.
Go lie down now. You can have a rest this week. Now, we're planning to record it very soon, incidentally, for Decca. If you tell us that you liked it, the boys will, I mean Harry and Jay Johnson, will go to work on another one right away, maybe Pinocchio. The story of the Emperor makes you realize how fussy and frilly some things used to be a couple of centuries ago. Of course, in other ways, life was a little too simple.
In the faraway days of long ago, homes were lit by the candle's glow. When to his palace the emperor returned, even their candles were the light they burned. Home lighting's certainly better today, but even now the experts say it could be much better. So now GE offers a home lighting recipe.
In fact, a whole book of recipes, and this is it. A handsome and helpful little book that General Electric will gladly send you free. In it, you'll find 22 recipes for better home lighting for every seeing need. Better lighting to make your home more comfortable and more attractive. This booklet tells you how to get the best.
Ezekiel saw the wheel. Believe me, there's rhythm you simply cannot resist. But religious fervor is only a portion of the charm of Negro spirituals. In their own way, the quieter religious ones are just as wonderful.
I want to grow.
There's an exuberance in the spirituals that's tremendously contagious. A feeling of give out what comes out. If an excited leader at a camp meeting with his flock gathered around him should feel like telling the story of Jonah, he tells it with all his soul.
Jonah got eat up by the whale.
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 Jonah going along just minding his own affair when the whale swim up from nowhere. Jonah got eat up by the whale.
Jonah got eat up by the whale.
Jonah was good man, said the Lord.
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 Preach and teach the way of living right up to now. Got a kid in from the wheel somehow. Jonah was good man, said the Lord.
Jonah was good man, said the Lord.
Jonah shouldn't have got so close to the water. Shouldn't have got so close down to the sea. But the Lord didn't mind, no sir. He loved Jonah, so he says, I gotta set him free. Down to the sea, marched the Lord in all his glory. Start pouring and the ocean waves start roaring. Made the thunder and the lightning crack upon that old whale's back. And all the time inside of praying, Jonah cried out to the Lord. And the whole thing made that whale so sick, he threw him got eat up by the wind.
Hallelujah.
Jonah going along just minding his own affair when the whale swim up from nowhere. Jonah got eat up by the whale.
Jonah got eat up by the whale.
Hallelujah.